You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Imagine a place where music changes according to time of day, geomagnetic activity, the path of the sun and moon through the sky, and seismic shudders. And it runs 24/7, 365 days a year. This is John Luther Adams's installation, The Place Where You Go to Listen. But there's another name for it.
The name is Nalagiagivik, which means the place where you go to listen. It's an Inupiaq name. The Inupiaq are the northern Alaska Inuit people.
That's John Luther Adams, the composer and architect of The Place Where You Go to Listen. He was born in Meridian, Mississippi in 1953, but his soul resides in the frozen landscapes of Alaska, where he's lived since 1975. Almost all of his music is drawn from the Alaskan landscape, and he wrote a book about it called Winter Music. Compositions like In the White Silence breathe with the crisp air and still spaces of the North. The Place Where You Go to Listen isn't far from his home. It's a permanent installation housed in the Museum of the North at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. In some ways, it's a purely ambient work of light and sound. Adams wired in round-the-clock measurements of magnetic and seismic activity, meteorological and cosmological conditions, the sun rising and setting, the moon orbiting. In real time, data are fed into computers and then transformed into music and shadings of light.
A couple of nights after we opened the place, which would have been back in spring of 06, my programmer, Jim Altieri, and I were doing some cleanup work. And I was actually outside the room doing something else on my laptop. And sitting there, I suddenly felt this kind of bowling ball hit me in the feet, and I leaped up and I ran toward the room, and as I ran through the door, here came Jim jumping out of the closet, and we threw our hands up in the air and simultaneously both shouted, "Earthquake! Earthquake!" We ran into the room and listened as the initial waves hit the next stations.
John Luther Adams tried to imagine the sound of the sun passing, the moon rising, and the aurora borealis shimmering.
It was a process of looking at the aurora and imagining, well, how might that sound? And then taking these streams of numbers, these data streams coming in from magnetometer stations all over Alaska, from the Arctic coast down to the south slope of the Alaska Range, and trying to figure out how I would transform that data into sound.
The Place Where You Go to Listen is the most extravagant of John Luther Adams's northern soundscapes. He says he owes a debt to the late John Cage, not only for the chance elements of the place, but his influence in an environmental approach to music.
Absolutely. I often speak of Cage as the first great ecological composer. He opened our ears to the music all around us. As Cage pointed out, most of what we hear in the world around us is noise. What happens if we regard that sound, that noise, as music? Well, suddenly the whole world becomes music. that's become a touchstone for really everything I do.
You can hear that touchstone in some of Adams's earliest works. A new album called The Place We Began had its genesis in boxes of old reel-to-reel tapes that Adams had worked on in the 1970s. In these early compositions, you can hear a continuity in the music of John Luther Adams.
There was one tape in particular that was dated 1976, and the label said scrap/unknown. So I put that one on, and I could not, for the life of me, figure out what speed the tape was recorded at, or which direction was forward. And it sounded equally interesting forwards, backwards, high speed, low speed. So I dubbed it all four ways and started playing with it. And that was the beginning of The Place We Began.
Ironically, although he's an ecological composer, John Luther Adams has only used actual environmental sounds once in his music. Works like In the White Silence, The Far Country, and Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing don't employ environmental sounds at all. Instead, he works with orchestras and acoustic musicians, creating his own environment.
We are nature. And so, rather than imitating nature, I hope that the music itself becomes a kind of nature.
John Luther Adams has a new book called The Place Where You Go to Listen, In Search of an Ecology of Music, published by Wesleyan University Press. He also has a new album of older electronic works called The Place We Began, on the Cold Blue label. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.